raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire Department contains vegetation fire in Salinas Riverbed. Virginia Peterson students restore campus mural in honor of America's 250th anniversary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Cowmeadle Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A vegetation fire broke out Saturday evening in the Salinas Riverbed south of the Niblick Bridge. Paso Fire says they responded to the fire at about 7:55 p.m. on June 13th. The fire was burning through thick vegetation in the middle of the riverbed. Due to the recently grazed fire breaks, crews were able to safely access the fire and stop forward progress of the blaze, containing it to less than half an acre. No structures were threatened from the fire. Both Paso Fire and Cal Fire responded, in total with 38 firefighters involved. The fire's cause is currently under investigation. Caltrans will be conducting emergency embankment repairs on Highway 46, just east of the Chelam Y. These repairs will require one-way reversing traffic control around the clock, resulting in delays of 10 to 20 minutes. Traffic control begins this Tuesday and will be in effect for 2 weeks. The County Board of Supervisors conducted a hearing for its 2026 to 27 fiscal year recommended budget on Monday, June 8th. The board at this time made no changes to the recommended budget. In its upcoming meeting tomorrow, the board will finish and close its budget hearing and consider adopting a resolution to approve the county budget. The budget totals to about $1.1 billion of governmental funds, and the general fund budget is $830 million. Virginia Peterson students refresh campus mural in honor of America's 250th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. In honor of America's 250th anniversary, students and staff at Virginia Peterson Elementary worked on restoring and repainting a large-scale mural on campus. The mural depicts all 50 states of the U.S., located at the campus recreation area. The faded artwork was fully transformed with vibrant red, white, and blue colors. Students were led by teacher Megan Wortman on the project. As communities across the country prepare to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, the newly restored mural offers Virginia Peterson students a daily reminder of the nation's history, the importance of civic pride, and what can be accomplished when students and staff work together toward a common goal. Four Cal Fire employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor and were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. The Medal of Valor is the highest honor bestowed upon California state employees for extraordinary heroism performed at great personal risk. Recipients of these awards were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming, Fire Captains Clint Marsalek, Carlos Pacheco, and Andrew Perez. Fleming received his award for his actions on the Gifford Fire in June 2025. He rescued a civilian who was running down the highway while engulfed in flames. The three fire captains were awarded for a rescue that occurred on January 9, 2023 in Avila Beach, performing a swift water rescue of eight individuals from dangerous floodwaters during a winter storm. Following a four-day preliminary hearing, Judge Marino of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has found there is sufficient evidence to hold a former priest to answer to 24 felony counts of molestation of four children. 62-year-old Theodore Edward Gabrielli is accused of molesting four different children who are all now adults, and the alleged offenses spanned 1991 through 2010 across six different California counties. The DA's office says the judge has determined there is sufficient evidence or probable cause for the defendant to stand trial. All charges are allegations only. Defendants are legally presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rays beat the Angels 8-3, the Rockies over the Athletics 23-9, the Giants beat the Cubs 5-1, White Sox over the Dodgers 6-4, Padres beat the Orioles 5-2, the Yankees over the Blue Jays 8-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Cardinals. In California news, a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a former Yosemite National Park ranger who was fired after flying a giant transgender pride flag for about 2 hours on May 20th, 2025. Shannon S.J. Jocelyn was fired last year, and their termination letter said they, quote, failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct and participated in a demonstration outside the designated protest area in the park. The lawsuit was dismissed because the investigation into Jocelyn's conduct has not yet finished. Several laws going into effect for the state starting July 1st. Public schools from grades 7 to 12 and colleges that issue student ID cards must print the phone number and text line for the Trevor Project's LGBTQ+ suicide prevention hotline. AB 725 expands the requirements for reporting lost or stolen firearms. Unfinished frames, receivers, and precursor parts must now be reported to law enforcement within 5 days of discovery. On Sunday, weather officials said San Francisco had recorded its highest ever summer ocean water level, almost 2 feet above normal high tide. A coastal flood advisory has been put into effect through Wednesday morning. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as concerns grow over the spread of New World screwworm, the Beef Checkoff has launched a new resource to help cattle producers identify, prevent, and respond to potential infestations. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Checkoff-funded Issues Management and Public Relations team has developed educational materials that producers can download free of charge. Now, resources include identification guides, treatment information, and of course, on-farm, on-ranch posters available in both English and Spanish. Producers can access these free materials at bqa.org/screwworm/producer. New World screwworm, of course, is a very destructive pest whose larvae feed on the living tissues of animals. Infestations begin when adult flies lay eggs in open wounds, potentially causing severe health problems in cattle and other livestock, and even domestic pets. Industry officials stress that screwworm isn't a food safety concern and can't be transmitted through beef or other food products. Producers are encouraged to familiarize themselves with the new resources and monitor livestock closely for signs of infestation. You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef, and with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is June 19th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beef Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beef Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha-ha!
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Farm Bureau is calling attention to a shortage of food animal veterinarians that continues to challenge livestock producers. California agriculture depends on a strong network of veterinarians who care for livestock and food animals, yet too many rural communities struggle to access these critical services. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said in a statement, quote, "Food animal veterinarians are indispensable partners in agriculture. They are there for routine herd health, emergency calls in the middle of the night, difficult calving situations, disease diagnosis, vaccination protocols, and animal welfare oversight. Their work protects not only the health of individual animals, but also the health of entire herds and the safety of our food supply." Farm Bureau has partnered with the California Department of Food and Agriculture to gather feedback via a survey about the issue from farmers and ranchers, which may be used to support participation in a federal student loan forgiveness program for veterinarians who commit to serving in certain areas. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday and Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices have dropped after President Trump said the U.S. and Iran reached an interim deal to end the nearly four-month-old conflict. Brent crude at the $83 a barrel mark, West Texas Intermediate at $80, and stock futures are rallying. Individual investors trading on platforms like Robinhood, E-Trade, and Fidelity who purchased SpaceX shares won't be able to sell for a quick profit. Reuters says platforms are restricting sales for 15 to 30 days, and they could lose access to future IPOs if they cash out of SpaceX. Fox Corp, parent company of Fox News, is buying Roku, the device and streaming giant. Fox is paying $160 a share. It's a deal valued at about $22 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. If you'd like to participate in Freedom of Speech.
Together sooner or later.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I have something. It's a, I guess you can say it's a pilot. Kind of that. This is something new. I have wanted to do this for many years, and luckily we have a young man who contacted me back in February, and him and some friends, well, they want to do a radio show. And again, they're you know, entering high school or in high school, and there's a few of them, Riley, Braden, Finn, Bishop, and Ziggy. And we're going to just kind of go from scratch this afternoon from 12:30 to 1. And they were, particularly Riley, was very, shall we say, not aggressive, but he kept up on it, and I was impressed with it. And I met these couple of these young men a couple of Saturdays ago, and it's a pleasure to know that we have young men out there, young boys out there like this in our community, in our country. So we're going to just kind of wing it, mostly them. I'll just give a little intro and then let them take over. So it's kind of like they're going to be learning as they go. So we'll see how that goes. That's this afternoon between 12:30 and 1. I've been looking forward to this for, as I said, a long, long time. Then Susanna is working on confirmation in her 1 o'clock hour. So there you go, there you go, there you go. Let's see here. By the way, Chris, I just have a question for you regarding the same thing here. Did you have a radio station at Santa Barbara?
Yeah, we had one at UCSB, KCSB.
Okay, so you got to do stuff and whatever.
Yes, I did.
All right. Did they just throw you to the fire, so to speak?
No, there was there was two different stations. I forgot the name of the second one, but like the second one was only played to the dormitories, if at all. So that was kind of like a practice station they would put you on before you applied to the actual station that was on, you know, FM.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, aside from that, you could do production as well, which we do a lot of that here too. I don't remember much else. Well, you also had to do, I think, it was some sort of legally required test before you were allowed to go on the air. I forgot what it was called. A lot of it's a blank to me. But it was something about, you know, it was mostly just, you know, FCC rules, regulations, things to do during an emergency, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, yeah, they've done away with most of those rules because my card is over there because you had to fill out and so forth. And I was at the last stage where you really had to take the test. But one of the things was about the FCC on the EBS or the EAS test on, you know, what to do in times of emergency and so forth. But that a lot of that has changed over the years. And I believe for the worse, like many things, we have done away with a few things. You know, one of the things was kind of goofy is on at least the one that I had to and sign to get my card was basically you're supposed to promise not to cuss on the air, which, you know, wasn't a big deal. But I just thought, well, OK, I guess I understood that. So anyway, OK. But in many cases, though, that when it's reality, it's one thing because I remember it. The Harvard of the South, East Tennessee State, that, okay, you had your instructor there. And I'm not saying they weren't helpful, but my main instructor, who was not affiliated with the radio, he was with just with communications department. He was, I don't know if he was the head, but he was a really good teacher and very, very honest. He was dead right because he said, you know, you can come in here. We can help you and so forth and so on. You can go into the studio or to the radio station. And remember, this is government funded. So everything was working pretty well. You didn't have, you know, like the problems, Chris, you've noticed that, you know, once in a while we have problems with equipment. It just happens because that's the reality of a commercial radio station. And also, you're not dealing, and this isn't negative, but it's just reality. You have clients, you have salespeople, you have other staff people that you have to work with that are not on the air, and you have to deal with all that. And they don't, at least I didn't think that they did a good job. And even, again, the one Professor Hanley, he said the best way to do this is go out in the real world. And he was 100% correct.
I think about him every once in a while when these type of things come up. But anyway, it all works out. But the I always like the throw them into the fire, so to speak. Are you comfortable with stuff like that? Just not saying completely, but you know, it's like, well, you know what? You can prep all you want, but here you go.
I'm the kind of person who likes preparation, so not entirely. Right. It just puts my mind at ease. I know that more than anything, experience in something is going to help a lot more than just preparation. And I find that despite how much preparation I do, I tend to learn a lot more doing something rather than preparing for it. Okay. That being said, it still puts my mind at ease.
Okay, well, again, everybody's a little bit different. I know for me, one of the things I do not do, I do not write out questions that I don't script things. I do not like that. Well, I did my first, first couple of months down there in Thousand Oaks, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it because I felt it felt stiff. It felt stiff. So, but anyway, everybody figures out and has their own way. When I say, you know, I keep notes, but I don't write scripts. All right, speaking of that, I got maybe a couple of things here today. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's see here. I know. Somebody had... Oh, this is it. I think it was Friday on Darcy and Kenny's show. Someone called in and wasn't complaining, but was just making the point about some... and this has to do with the school board meeting, that some of the people on the school board, and I've seen pictures of this on social media, people have sent me, is they're not paying attention with public speakers get up to talk. They're on their phones. I've seen pictures of people, looking down at their phones and also eating and so forth and so on. And one of the things, that's not illegal. It may be rude, but it's not illegal because no law requires eye contact. They're mandated to allow public comment, but basically they don't have to look at the speaker, take notes, or even pay attention. That's what it says in the California rule book. Now, again, it is rude, but so my suggestion would be for the speaker, and I know that some people may be hesitant to do this, I think you should address it. Maybe embarrass them and say, excuse me, you know, whoever it may be, can I help you? Are you looking up something I can help you with? To point out to everybody, and again, publicly embarrass them. And then also, ask for more time if this, you know, if there's a discussion that goes back and takes away from your point. But I think the public, because you could do this, and also to see their reaction. To see the reaction of when you address that. Can I help you with something? Are you busy? Et cetera, et cetera. And maybe that'll help out. I don't know. But the fact that it's not, and if they say, I'm not legally required to, let them say that publicly. So it's on record. So it's on record. And, you know, maybe you could say, I know you're not looking my way, but I hope you will listen closely to this issue. It's important. Because if you're not paying attention, one is, how can you make a decision if you're not paying attention? Or have you already made the decision? So what's the point of the public comment? Which, you know, we hear at a lot of meetings, well, what's the difference? But that's what you should do. That's what you should do. All right, let's see, what else? This is from Friday. Somebody made a suggestion, and we'll give it a shot and see what happens. And then this has to do, oh, by the way, Chris, there is no emails or anything, recorded phone calls regarding the yearbook.
So far, so good.
Right, okay. So, folks, this was a suggestion from a caller on Friday in the 8 o'clock hour, I think, and this has to do with tattoos. This is a simple favorably or not, but there's one little caveat. You can call in or just text an email. If it's yes or no, could you put 50 plus or minus 50? And that has to do with your age. Because I have a strong suspicion that the age has a tremendous lot to do with it. That's simple. So favorable or non-favorable to tattoos. And I'm not, and maybe that's too broad a question, but I think you would, most of you, you know, if it's somebody who has a little shoulder thing with a heart, that's one thing. But I'm talking about, you know, these massive tattoos that you see on people all up and down and around their neck and so forth, even down the side of their legs and so forth. I guess the full view type of stuff. And if you want to throw in hair color too, that's fine. But yeah, the 50 plus or minus 50 would be a help. Doesn't mean I'm going to say that on the air or, you know, rat you out. All right, let's see here on the email. If a school board member won't pay attention at school board meeting, should they expect students to pay attention in the classroom? Well, that's one thing. That would be up to the teacher to do that. Because if this email is indicating that the school board members should set the example, then I've always said that, well, if there's drug testing at school, I think school board members and all teachers should have to be drug tested to set the example. So I don't know what the rules are with that. Let's see here. Nope, that's not it. Also, we have some legislation here in the state of California, a couple of things, and this has to do with the DMV. The California legislature wants the stall plans to share information about California drivers. And you can get a lot of lip service from the Assembly and the Senate on this, but the main reason when you look and read into this is it's because there is over a million illegal immigrant license holders who lack federal authorization to live in the United States. And people with the bleeding hearts in Sacramento do not want other entities outside the state of California to get a hold of this information because they're afraid of ramifications. Okay. So they are fearing that this could leave, they say, undocumented, but it's illegal, Californians vulnerable to deportation if the information goes to the Border Patrol or Immigration and Custom Enforcement. We were all forced to get our real ID or whatever the heck it's named to prove that we are citizens here in the United States of America. Okay. And this has to do with budget between the state and the DMV. There is a deadline coming up. I think it's June 30th. And we'll see what happens with that. Okay, so this is, again, another issue. They can gather all the information they want on us, but if it has to do with illegals, because they say they're protecting people. Really. As I've said, if people come into this country legally, they really don't have anything to worry about. But if they're illegal, you're covering up for them. So how, I've never understood how that's legal, but that's maybe just because it's the state of California. I have no idea. All right. Also, folks, the guaranteed income. There is a group, California Guaranteed Income, the group. They recommend permanent policy funded by not the donors, because in some areas, I think it's San Jose, they had, you know, people on their own decided that they were going to give to these, you know, this group or whatever the hell it's called, and give people free money. There's that word, free. However, this Economic Security Project recommends shifting beyond the, well, philanthropy and the kindness, they say. And, well, get the money that they need from local taxes and public funding. How about that? How about that? This is the permanent, they are aiming for a permanent policy in California, and they wanted to fund it with your tax dollars. Now, this isn't anything new. this organization or group was founded back in 2016. And it was started or consisted of entrepreneurs, activists, researchers that signed on to promote direct cash payments. That's what the website said. And the organization has helped create over 100 guaranteed income pilots across the United States of America. Now, California is, California, these groups or this group is trying to build permanent GI infrastructure. And they are researching and policy solutions they're looking at and so forth. They're all going to paint this like a Monet piece of artwork and present it to the public and so forth. And so they recommended that the government consider taxpayer-funded policy options to sustain guaranteed income programs. I don't have all the details in this, but just think about that. Now, there's an example, Cook County in Illinois, which is a pretty large county. I think it's one of the biggest counties in the United States. Now, it established a phase of its guaranteed income program, and I think going back to 2022. Now, initially, they approved $7.5 million for guaranteed income within its local county budget, and there was a need, and that's what they decided to do, but that wasn't enough money, so they have to go elsewhere to get more money for this. So, a guaranteed income, wouldn't that be nice? And you get to pay for it, as if we're not paying for enough. I think many of us can look at this and say that you're in a guaranteed program already. It's called a career. You get up every day and you go to work. But not this for some people. Again, they don't give the specific guidelines of who would be entitled to this guaranteed income. But again, it's one of these things, put in the back your back pocket and think about it. Now, here's also a report that came out along the same lines. 61% of illegal immigrant households use welfare, and the children are the conduit for the aid, which is no surprise. No surprise. We're giving them lunch. We're giving them this, we're giving them that, discounts on this, discounts on that, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, something to think about. Let's see here. We got one on the unfavorable. I do not have any myself. My age is greater than 50. Okay, well, there is tattoos. Good morning. Oh, no, that's another one. Tattoos, no, age 50 plus. Okay. And I'm not doing this to make a point regarding the age difference, but there obviously is because society changes and so forth. It's not unlike, a lot of things socially. Chris, do you think a higher percentage of people over 50 would like or not like tattoos?
Not like.
Okay.
It's a pretty simple answer. I mean, I'm noticing a pattern here. It is a completely unscientific survey that we're conducting here, but I am noticing an emerging pattern.
Of the, just from the era that people grew up in, right?
Well, no, based on what we're hearing from our callers.
Oh, okay. Well, there are, a couple, but, at least on some of the texts I got, they tend to go off on, and again, I know this isn't, you can't be 100% specific on it, but, if you tell me your uncle got one during World War II, it's not the same thing as what we're seeing now, okay? I tried to make that because there's a difference between somebody having a little heart on their shoulder that you can't see unless they have a short sleeve shirt on, as opposed to some of the pictures that Chris and I get to see from the sheriff's department or the the district attorney on the release or not release, but on some of these fine, outstanding young people that we see, primarily, yes, younger, but more and more older. Let's see here. Guaranteed income. President Reagan spoke about something similar many years ago. He mentioned how it's possible the government can give you food, shelter, and see to it that although you don't live well, you can scrape by. He compared this situation to the same of that of a prisoner, and I wouldn't agree more. Okay, well, just keep an eye on this, because as we see the push for more and more of these programs from your tax dollars. All right, coming up, we're going to have maybe a little bit fun on trivia this morning, so hang on.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors conducted a hearing for its 2026 to 27 fiscal year recommended budget on Monday, June 8th. The board at that time made no changes to the recommended budget. In its upcoming meeting on Tuesday, the board will finish and close the public hearing and consider adopting the county budget. In honor of America's 250th anniversary, students and staff at Virginia Peterson Elementary worked on restoring and repainting a large-scale mural on campus. The mural depicts all 50 states of the U.S. located on the campus's recreation area. The faded artwork was fully transformed and restored with vibrant red, white, and blue colors. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. President Trump has departed the White House and is on his way to France for the three-day G7 summit.
Diplomats have told Reuters that one focus will be crisis management. President Trump has been frustrated by what he sees as a lack of European help with Iran.
Fox's Jonathan Savage reporting the summit ahead of Friday's planned signing of a peace agreement between the U.S. and Iran in Geneva, Switzerland. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell was hospitalized Sunday. However, very little information is being revealed about it.
A spokesman for Senator McConnell would only say he's receiving excellent medical care, but that's about all. McConnell has had plenty of health issues in recent years. A few months ago, he was hospitalized for 8 days after experiencing flu-like symptoms.
Fox's Jill Nato reporting from Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
All righty, it is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Stanley Cup is on its way back to Raleigh for the first time in 20 years. The Carolina Hurricanes shut out the Golden Knights 3-0 in Las Vegas last night to win the finals in 6 games. Brandon Bussey stopped 22 shots, and the Canes scored in each period to wrap up the Cup for Coach Rod Brind'Amour, who captained that championship team back in 2006. Jordan Staal won the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP. Also over the weekend, the Knicks won their first NBA title since 1973, rallying past the Spurs in San Antonio Saturday night to win the finals 4-1. Jalen Brunson, 45 points, including 13 in a row in the fourth quarter, to cement his standing as finals MVP. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Phillies 4-0 behind the four-hit pitching of Kyle Harrison and two relievers and the long ball efforts of Jackson Chourio and Blake Perkins. Royals blank the Astros 4-0, Stephen Kolek and company with a five-hitter. At the other end of the spectrum, the Rockies set a franchise scoring record in their 23-9 smash-up of the A's in Las Vegas. Willie Castro hit two of Colorado's 6 home runs, including a grand slam, drove in 7 altogether. Hunter Goodman had 2 dingers among his 5 hits. And at the World Cup on Sunday, wins for Germany and Sweden, a draw between the Netherlands and Japan, plus Ivory Coast scored in the 90th minute to edge Ecuador 1-0. Team USA faces Australia on Friday. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside and Paso Robles. It is 8 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. More sunshine, upper 80s today. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. We should be in the low 90s on your Tuesday. Wednesday will cool down to the low 80s, mid 70s on Thursday and Friday, upper 70s Saturday. Sunday for Dad's Day, low 80s and mid 80s on Monday. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:21 p.m. We are at 55. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your countywide approved concealed carry training team. Alrighty. As I look to my left, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. A lot of owls out this morning doing their job. All right. Chris, this is a delicious question for you.
Got something to do with food, then.
Yes, and I'm going to assume that there is nobody in the entire world that does not like these things.
I hope it's pizza.
Without pineapple. Okay, French fries.
Also a close one, I guess.
Okay.
French fries.
You ever known anybody that didn't like French fries?
No, I haven't.
Me neither, and I would probably have to separate myself from them if they did. Where do French fries come from?
That's got to be a trick question.
Well,
I think I've heard some before that they, in fact, do not come from France, so... I guess somewhere around that region. I'm going to guess Belgium.
Did you look that up real quick?
No, because I said I think I've heard that somewhere before, that they do not come from France. So I'm guessing, okay, what are territories around France? You got Spain, you got Belgium. I don't know my geography that well. I know there's something else, but yeah, Belgium seems close enough.
According to local lore, villagers near this thing in Belgium began frying thinly sliced potatoes as early as 1680. When the local river froze over, they supposedly substituted potatoes for the small fish they usually caught and fried in anyway. So it is the Belgium, the French fries. And I really don't care about the local lore as long as they're French fries. I really don't care because French fries are absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. There you go. Makes me hungry for them. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to Atascadero Gun Shop
Com. All righty, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles, Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. What am I talking about here? This could, it is not necessarily is, but it could be considered one of the first popular means of social media. Social media. It could, but, you know, that's up to you. This, it was a, shall we say, somewhat of a craze became widespread. When the United States government imposed a nationwide 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, this became very popular to locate service stations and better supplies, and also to warn other drivers of speed traps and to organize blockades to strike the new speed limit. What is this? 238-5775. 238-KPRL as we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, CB Radio.
CB Radio, exactly right. Did you have one?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Breaker, breaker, this here's a rubber duck.
Now, I know you didn't use the rubber duck as your whatever they call that.
No, my call name? No.
What was it?
My handle?
Yeah.
I was a kid at the time. I don't even remember.
Well, how long did you use? Well, why did you get it?
I think because the movie, what was it called?
Smokey and the Bandit?
No, the other one. Convoy.
Okay. That was it? So you got fired up about it? And Convoy, whoever, I've never seen it, but I've heard of it. So, all right, so did you also buy the song?
Oh, yeah, I had the, you bet I did.
C.W. McCall?
Yeah.
That was a number one hit. All right, well, yeah, the CB, to find out and keep the smoke, or alert people of the Smokies and so forth, and quite a few songs came up as well, so... All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Tony Padilla.
All right, Tony. We have you down as a qualifier, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. The Teddy Bear Song by country singer Red Sovine. One piece at a time, Johnny Cash. He's talking. Dave Dudley. And, of course, the big one, which climbed to number one on the pop charts. Think about that. Was Mr. C.W. McCall, Convoy, in 1975, and that inspired the movie in 1978. But before that, there was Smokey and the Bandit. I'm sure many of you remember that.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Four CAL FIRE employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded with the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor. They were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. Recipients were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming and Fire Captains Clint Marcelek, Carlos Pacheco, and Andrew Perez. Caltrans will be conducting emergency embankment repairs on Highway 46 just east of the Chelam Y. These repairs will require one-way reversing traffic control around the clock, resulting in delays of 10 to 20 minutes starting Tuesday and continuing for the next 2 weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Former First Lady Betty Ford had a CB handle. It was First Mama and Mel Blanc. Remember the voice? He would often use Bugs or Daffy as his handle. And he had some evidence that he was having fun talking with children on his home CB radio in the character voices. All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.